We're talking now on our Coach's Corner program with Belmont Clemmie head boys basketball coach Justin Meyer. And coach, let's talk offseason first. How was the offseason like? I know your team you had some pieces coming back this year. So how was the offseason like and getting ready for this year?
Yeah, the offseason was good. I will say that one thing we're kind of trying to build as a program is a little bit more work in the summer. We just haven't necessarily been there completely as a program, and we've had quite a bit of participation in the summer months, especially kind of from our younger group moving forward, and I'm really excited about laying that as a groundwork because, honestly, just where we're at kind of team-building-wise, we need to put in some work in the summer and continue to grow in those off-season months for sure.
Coach, you guys started your season with Lake Mills. Obviously, your first you were scheduled to play Bishop Garrigan. That game got postponed. So you started your season with Lake Mills. Talk about that contest, Coach.
Yeah, that was one of those that I was really proud of our boys' efforts. You know, Lake Mills, that's a good basketball team. Returning state qualifiers, might have been best team in the state. I know they kind of had a little bit of struggle there against Grandview. They were up big and then ended up coming and losing down the wire to Grandview Christian, but played really, really well. They've got some kids returning there. They kind of came out and turned us over a little bit at the beginning of the game. Our boys were kind of still used to getting into that varsity basketball mode. They got, I think, up 15-0 on us. But then our boys fought back, and I think that we were down about 18 at halftime-ish. And kind of stayed that way in the third quarter. They really, really played for the middle two quarters, played with Lake Mills for the most part. I was really, really proud of our effort, especially on the defensive end.
Your second game against Central Springs was one where you guys were right there, but fell a little bit behind in the first quarter. You trailed 17-10 at the end of the first quarter. It was a pretty even second quarter. And then the third and the fourth, they honestly didn't outscore you by that much, but just fell behind early in that contest and just didn't have enough muster to quite get back.
Yeah, it's the point that we're struggling with the most right now just as a team is I'm really proud of the defensive energy that we're bringing. We're turning other teams over, and we're getting loose balls at a little bit more consistent pace than we did last year. It's just really marrying that with executing on the offensive end. So one thing that we're struggling with is we are getting turnovers. The problem sometimes when we get turnovers is we want to then score within two or three passes. So we either force up a bad shot or force a poor pass, and we turn the ball right back over. So it's kind of one of those things that we have a lot of energy on the defensive end, and that energy stays on the offensive end. However, sometimes the best strategy on the offensive end is to take things just one count slower, make sure that you make the right play, the easy play to execute on the offensive end, so we get a little bit more consistent shots and we don't turn the ball over as much on the offensive end. And that was kind of really the story of that Eagle Grove game. And I mean, defensively, we did a good job. I think we held them to, what, about 51?
Yeah.
It's just on the offensive end, we didn't execute quite as well as we needed to down the stretch to score the ball ourselves.
The other really good thing about the Eagle Grove game that I noticed is you guys out-rebound them. In that contest, you guys had 32 total rebounds, 13 of them on the offensive side, so a good number there. You out-rebounded them, and you turned them over 19 times.
Yeah, and that's one of those things that we really struggled with that as a team last year. This team is really the same team that we had last year when we had a lot of juniors. We had one senior that was out last year but hadn't played basketball. So those juniors turning into seniors, one thing that they've done a really good job with that we've kind of hounded them on in practice, that we've drilled up in practice, is rebounding. And they've done a really, really good job with that teams aren't getting a whole lot of second chance possessions, which is fantastic. And again, it's just one of those things that we then need to marry that with offensive execution. And a lot of times when we get offensive rebounds, we need to look to score off of offensive rebounds right away. If we have the ball under the basket, we need to be looking to score. Sometimes we get in the mode where we try to kick it out and reset our offense when the best thing to do is just put it up, get fouled, or make the shot.
Coach, busy week for your team next week. You guys start on Monday with your makeup game with Bishop Garrigan. You then have your normally scheduled game on Tuesday at North Union. Then you guys have Clarion Guildfield Dawes on Thursday and North Iowa on Friday. So a really busy schedule for your team next week.
Yeah, the one good thing other than that game against North Union and Armstrong, that's a bus ride, yep. So that'll be a late night. Other than that, the good thing is we have three home games, so I'm excited about that to get on our home floor. It's nice just to, I don't know, have that comfortability of knowing exactly what's going on for each of our home games. Yeah, and I told the boys the great thing is we have a lot of opportunities next week. That's the beautiful thing about basketball this time of year is when we have a game that doesn't necessarily go so well, you know, we played GHV last night. That's another very good team, and we just came out and we were extremely flat. Our energy wasn't kind of up to par, wasn't ready to go. They really laid it to us. But what I told the boys is this, the great thing about basketball there is we don't need to dwell on what happened last night. We don't need that to define our season. We've got four more opportunities coming forward next week. And next week's going to be one of those things that we just need to make sure that we take it kind of one possession at a time and don't necessarily worry about the week as a whole. We got to worry about that Bishop Garrigan game, and we got to worry about the first possession of the first quarter there and take it just one step at a time without getting too caught up in the whole, oh my goodness, we have four games in 1 week.
And Coach, I know the weather has just not been the best here to start this winter season, which can be even tougher on your team, which obviously, you know, with a team that's still got a lot of young pieces and still learning, I'm sure still learning how to play with each other a little bit, you know, some time on the practice floor and playing those games is probably a good thing for your team, but unfortunately the weather hasn't been cooperating.
Yeah, I mean, the conversations that we're having a lot of times surrounding that with games, it goes more into kind of the mental part of the game with a lot of our boys. Just growing in confidence when they're out on the floor. A lot of times on the practice floor, we know what to do and we run things well in practice. It's just sometimes when we get out on the floor, some of our boys just lack a little bit of that confidence in themselves to go out and just execute. I mean, our boys know what it is that they're doing on the defensive end. They know our philosophy. They're really good at coaching each other up on the practice floor, and it's just one of those things that I just need to have confidence with themselves. So that's one of those things as a coach that I need to continue to kind of get through to them, that I have all the confidence in the world in our boys, that I'm really excited for the moment in time where we can have the 8 to 10 guys that we play all playing their best basketball at the same time confidently, because our boys at their most confident, I really, really like where we're at as a team. I really like how we play defense. I really like the fact that we turn teams over and we can turn that into points on the offensive end.
Coach, obviously you've had to have noticed some positives so far. What are some positives of this team?
Yeah, I think, Zaren, you kind of hit on one. We're rebounding at a better clip than we have at any point in the last couple of years. Our boys are understanding what we're trying to do on the defensive end, and by and large, with few exceptions, they've done a really good job of helping coach each other up. One thing that we do have right now is at the varsity level in a game, I'm consistently getting 8 to 10 boys onto the floor, and they're doing a really good job, even when they're on the bench, when we're in timeout, saying, hey, coach, this is what I'm seeing. This is kind of a counter that we need to that a lot of that kind of leadership type stuff is coming down to the players, and I really, really appreciate that. And before games, we're doing a lot of the same things. I'm asking boys to watch, to be cognizant when the JV is playing, to watch what's going on in the JV game, because a lot of times what other teams are running at the JV level is what they're going to run at the varsity level. So I ask them a lot of, okay, what did you see there? what does that mean for us at the varsity level? And our boys are doing a really good job, kind of the inner workings of the game that way. And I'm really, really proud with that. And with the exception of last night against GHB, I've been really, really proud with the energy and effort that they've played with. That's one of those things, you know. We're at a place with male sports at Belmont Clemmie right now that we haven't won between football and basketball. We haven't won a game in the last couple of years. So one thing that kind of worries me about that is just kind of the mentality of our boys. But they've done a really, really good job with that, just being committed to the process. And I really think that's going to pay off dividends here soon.
Well, Coach, thank you so much for taking some time with us this morning. We really do appreciate it. And hopefully you and your family have a great holiday season. We'll talk to you again after the holidays.
Yeah, same to you, Aaron.
That was Belmont Clemmie head boys basketball coach Justin Meyer.